Doctor Who, Sentinel, written by Matthew Kapelke, Part 1.
We are approaching Space Station Sentinel Coordinator.
Why is this transmission so poor?
We suspect the wormhole is the cause of the interference. However, it is not affecting any other instruments.
Understood. Time to approach.
12 minutes, 7 seconds.
Excellent. Begin preparations to board the station.
Understood, Coordinator.
This time, we shall succeed.
Glad that's over. I never want to go to another jazz concert again.
You know, I'm starting to feel that way myself.
Do you think we'll meet the Daleks again?
If there's one thing I know, Chloe, it's that they'll be back. I'm sure of it.
Hopefully, not while I'm around. So where are we going now, Doctor?
How does Centauri 7 sound?
As long as we can get some rest there, I really don't care.
Oh, I'm sure of it. Have I ever failed you?
On many occasions.
Well, this will be the exception. I hope.
Just go and make contact again with that unidentified ship. See if you can find out why they're heading towards us.
Very good, sir. This is Commander Andrew Pashley of Space Station Sentinel. Please state the reason for your approach. I say again, this is Commander Andrew Pashley of Space Station Sentinel. Please state the reason for your approach. Sir, they're not answering.
Have you scanned the ship?
Yes, sir.
And?
It's not one of ours.
What do you mean it's not one of ours?
Exactly what I said, sir. The computers have checked the vessel against every ship type that has ever existed in our fleet, and it doesn't match any of them.
So, what you're saying is that it's a UFO?
That's one way of putting it, sir.
Well, do you have any information from the scans that might help us?
The closest matching ship type we have is a battle-class cruiser. What's more, it looks like this vessel is armed with laser cannons and pulse missile launchers.
It's likely that they're hostile.
With respect, sir, it's too early to say.
Even so, the probability seems high that they mean to attack us. We should take full precaution. Go to Blue Alert and send a message pod to Earth containing our scanner log data. Order all security teams to stand by in case we're boarded.
Very good, sir.
Let's pray to God there and after the drive.
How much longer now, Doctor?
About another 5 minutes, Chloe.
That doesn't sound healthy.
Oh, it means we're changing course. I wonder why.
We're changing course?
Only the time component of the journey. Hang on, we've slipped into a different time vector.
Meaning?
Well, for one thing, we're not off to Centauri 7 anymore. For another, it means this could be a bit of a bumpy ride. Oh, the stabilizers are down. Chloe, fetch me the TARDIS toolkit.
Gotcha.
Oh, I hope it's not the Master again. I've had enough trouble from him for a while.
Here it is.
Thanks, Chloe. Now I need the influx booster stabilizer, the stainless gyro, and my sonic screwdriver.
Here you go.
Oh, there we are. That should work. Now let's see. Well, that shouldn't have happened.
What's going on, Doctor?
Hold on, I'm punching up a systems report. As I suspected, an enormous gravitational pull is dragging the TARDIS down. She's fighting back, trying to keep us on course. That's why everything's blowing up. Now, let's see. Auxiliary power's down, navigation's down, and the stabilizers are down.
Oh, that's a lot.
Worse still, the main drive's about to go critical. There's only one thing for it, Chloe. We've got to shut everything down. That way, the TARDIS won't fight back, and we drag down to the source of the beam.
We have to shut down everything?
Everything, and we have to do this now. Chloe, follow back the Omega configuration.
Fold it back.
Good. Exponential cross field.
Halted.
Good. Pathways to conditional state 7 to 17.
Closed.
Excellent. Main and auxiliary drive.
Ended.
Good. Now, we're partially materialized, so the ride down shouldn't be too bumpy. Give it a few seconds and we should be there. See? What did I tell you? Now let's just go outside and see where we are.
Doctor, where are we? It looks like something out of Star Trek.
Judging by the low-level vibrations and naturalistic gravity, I'd say we're on a space station. And by the look of this equipment, I'd say we've materialized in the late 26th century.
Cool, the future. So why did it drag the TARDIS down?
I'm not sure. We'd have to talk to the crew to find that one out. However, it might be a good idea to have a quick scout around first. If nothing else, I need to find a few components to repair the TARDIS with. Then we can pop back here, install them, and then talk to the crew.
You're going to great pains to get the TARDIS operational as soon as possible. Expect trouble.
No, I just want to be on the safe side. Let's go.
Captain, that unidentified ship is closing in. It appears to be moving into a docking orbit. 30 seconds until it's within docking range.
All right. Seal the airlock. That should at least buy us some time. Then send a security team down there. Tell them they have orders to kill the occupants of that ship if they put up any resistance.
Very well, sir. The ship has started docking procedures. They've overridden our computer systems. The magnetic docking clamps are engaging. Another minute and they'll be able to board.
Where's that security team?
They're moving into position now.
Good. Are they armed?
Yes, sir, with heavy-duty laser rifles.
Then the borders stand no chance. I'm glad that they're organic.
Aren't you finished yet?
Almost. All I need now is a controller card for a Mark IV positronic computer chip.
Why do you need that?
Oh, for an old friend of mine. It's about time I built another one. I gave Sarah the last one.
Who's Sarah? What was that?
Not sure. It sounds like a ship is docked. Nothing special about that on a space station, however.
And just when I thought we were in trouble again. Did I just speak too soon?
Let's just hope that was your imagination. Come on.
But I can't go anywhere with all this stuff.
Oh, yeah. We'll come back for it later.
Captain, scanners report a heavy amount of laser fire on deck 12.
That's the airlock. What's going on?
One moment. Reports are flowing in rapidly from that deck. Hostiles have boarded the station.
How the hell are they getting through our defenses?
Apparently they're not organic after all. Security say they're either robotic or...
Or what?
Or cybernetic, sir.
They can't be. Not now, not here.
What, sir? What is it?
What's going on, Doctor?
It seems that a hostile force is attacking this station and they've sent across a boarding party.
Doctor, look! Is he dead?
Yes, I'm afraid he is. Chloe, let's get back to the storeroom, grab those components, and get out of here.
Why?
That wound. I know the type of weapon that causes it. And believe you me, you don't want to meet the people who did this. Come on. As I thought, Cybermen.
Destroy them. Doctor Who, Sentinel, written by Matthew Kapelke, part 1 of 4, starring Matthew Kapelke as the Doctor, Lorna Hill as Chloe Richards, Vitold Tietze as Captain Ricketts and the Cyber Coordinator, Bill Billingsley as Commander Pashley and the Cyber Scout, and David Hutchison as the Cyber Leader. Production: script editing was performed by Vitold Tietze. Recording was arranged by Matthew Kapelke and Dario Weston. Title music was composed by Ron Grainer and arranged by Dominic Glenn. Incidental music was by Roger Lim and Malcolm Clark. Editing and special sound by Matthew Kapelke. Produced and directed by Matthew Kapelke. Copyright 1999, Back to Reality Productions. No attempt has been made to supersede or infringe any other existing copyright in relation to Doctor Who, which remains property of the British Broadcasting Corporation.